Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Almost everyone has low back pain at some time. The good news is that most low back pain will go away, but sometimes you need some basic things that you can do to help that pain go away just a little bit faster. My guest is Dr. Lynn Miller. She's a professor of physical therapy at Winston-Salem State University. So, Dr. Miller, let me just start with, you're feeling the pain, you're feeling the back pain. Ice or heat?
Either one.
Which works longer? I mean, I'm an ice girl, but I know that heat sometimes feels better.
They both have the ability to decrease pain sensation. The theory behind ice is that it will cut that pain information that's going back to the brain and stop any inflammation that's going on. Heat, on the other hand, improves circulation. In general, in physical therapy, we tend to use ice for acute problems, heat for more chronic problems. But I do think that sometimes it's a matter of a person's individual preference.
Okay, so your back goes out. You know what that means? Whatever that means. Back goes out. Unless you've actually experienced it, you do not know the pain that it truly is. Are you somebody who believes in manipulation, getting that pop, and then the relief that comes with it? What can we do if we feel like our back goes out? What do you do? Do you lie in bed with your feet up? Do you run off to the nearest chiropractor? Do you take a Vicodin or some serious NSAIDs, naproxen or something? What do you do?
There's a few things you can do. The first question you have to say is, when it goes out, are you having pain that's going out into your buttock and down your leg and your foot? If you are, you might need to see a physician, because that can also suggest a disc. If you're not having that pain that goes all the way to the foot, but boy, the back went and you can't turn a certain way, there is research showing, yes, a chiropractor or a physiotherapist can do an acute manipulation to help relieve that pain. You have to be cautious. Know the physician, chiropractor, or a physical therapist that you're going to, that they're trained in this. There are different techniques. It's my understanding the rotary techniques, those ones where you hear that huge pop with a rotation, are not as safe as what's called just a straight translational technique. So know the person that you're going to. The other thing is, though, that sometimes some of the stuff suggests that if it's a mild went out, you can do some gentle stretching, put some heat on it, take NSAIDs, Advil or ibuprofen for a few days, and make sure that you're moving every day, a gentle walk, some gentle stretching, and it will often right itself.
Now, I've had both, the extreme where I literally had to crawl myself out the door and get somewhere where somebody could help me, and those times when I feel it, and I kind of do that self-manipulation where you do the opposite back stretch, you put your knee on the knee when you're your foot on your knee when you're lying on your back, and you turn toward the side, and sometimes you can get that little tiny pop and really release it. What about pelvic tilts and certain exercises, lifting your hips up off the floor while your feet are up on the ball, those kinds of things? Do they help your back?
Definitely. Basically, the small going out or things like that, we seem to think is what's called a subluxation, meaning the joint just got slightly out of its normal alignment. It's not dislocated, but it's not exactly aligned the way it should be. And unfortunately, because the nerves come out on either side, it causes a lot of pain. So any exercise, stretching, you can try different things, will help.
If you feel
them. No,
that's okay. If you feel them. If you feel your back while you're doing those exercises, people ask me this all the time, Dr. Miller, if you feel the pain while you're doing the exercise, do you stop doing that exercise or do you try and work it through the pain a little?
Well, what you've got to say is the pain getting worse or was the pain already there when you started? It should not get worse. No, you should not work through the pain if it's getting worse. But if it was there to start with and you got down there to sort of stretch, differentiate between that pain and things are a little tight and I just need to relax here for a minute and then it'll soothe out. So sometimes you've got to sort of really focus on it and think, hey, is it truly getting worse?
And that's where you make your decision. Now, what about sleeping with back pain? Do you have some sleeping positions you prefer?
It's, again, going to vary on what the problem is in the back. Often we suggest people perhaps get on their side with a pillow underneath the top knee. They may need a slight one underneath their back. Usually if they're sleeping flat on their back or on their stomach, those aren't the best positions for the back.
Do you like the pillow between?
I personally don't, but I've had some patients who that seemed the way they could get through the night.
Now, what about those of us that have to sit all day because you're sitting on that acetabulum, you're loading your spine while you sit? What can we do to relieve our back pain while we're sitting at work?
Well, the most important thing is to try to get up every hour, even if you're just standing by your desk. Tighten your gluteal muscles. Stretch up towards the sky. Maybe do one or two gentle twists to each side. When you're sitting there, you can even do things like tightening up the buttocks again or stretching both legs out once at a time so that you get some muscle activity there. Make sure that you're not slouching, that your feet are flat on the ground, some of these basic posture type things.
Okay, so you do something to give yourself that extra bit of movement, that extra bit of support, you know, because some offices for back problems are now even giving people balls to sit on.
Yes.
You know?
Or even walking on the treadmill.
Walking on the treadmill while you're doing your work. That would be great if I could do my shows while I was walking on the treadmill. Boy, I would love that. What do you think of massage for back problems?
I think massage is wonderful. It's not going to get at the cause of the back problem, but it's definitely helpful if you're having some muscle spasming and you need some stress reduction. So I think it's got its place. I think people need to be more proactive. I love getting a massage, but the proactive stuff is doing exercise on a regular basis.
And body mechanics while we go about our normal daily life, taking groceries out of your car, that's enough to throw your back out right there.
Oh, yes. Part of the thing you have to remember is to use your thighs, not to twist and lift at the same time. That's the most common way that people, or they bend over and then twist and lift. So you want to be thinking about using the thighs. You want to be, if it's real heavy, pulling it up close to the body before you try to move it. So mechanics is extremely important.
And learning those proper mechanics, because back when I was first starting in the business, I did just that. I twisted and lifted at the same time and bulged a disc. That's never quite gone away. You know, now your best advice for treating our back pain at home, what you can do in learning the best body mechanics, about 30 seconds, 40 seconds here.
A few things. Again, posture. You want to be thinking about, do you have a small pillow in the support behind your back when you're sitting there watching TV rather sort of than slouched back? Getting up and moving every so often at home. Doing some activity that will get some blood flowing to the back muscles and to those joints. Watching our mechanics when we're doing things like lifting or cleaning, so that we're not going into an extreme flexion and trying to lift something heavy at the same time or twist. And probably spacing out some of the heavier activities.
That's such great advice, and you are listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, and that was Dr. Lynn Miller. And we're talking about treating your back pain at home. Some really great advice. Remember, you can download and listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Stay tuned, there's more.